送翻到腓尼门市。
Would you please turn your Bible to the Epistle of Philemon？
如果大家是两节式的圣经
，If you're holding a Chinese Bible，
应该是311页。
That should be
311页。
Page 311。
它是在提多书跟希伯来书的中间。
This is right between Titus and the Book of Hebrews。
我们要读几节的圣经。
And we will be reading few passages.
那读以前，我有个请求。
But before we read these, I do have a request.
如果对大家不是很困难的话。
If it's not that difficult for you all.
能不能尽可能往前面移动一些
？Would you please all move forward to the front pew?
这样我们就不要用很大的力气。
In this way that we won't have to really.
我相信对讲的人和翻译的人有相当的帮助。
I think this will be very helpful both.
所以如果你有困难，就请你认就在原位。
But if this is difficult for you, you're welcome to stay.
如果不困难的话，尽可能往前移动，而且往中间移动一点。
Otherwise, would you please move forward and also close to the center?
我们知道下午聚会是很困难的。
We all know that. After meetings are generally
difficult. 尤其是两点钟左右。
Especially when it's around 2 p.m.
我们实在特别需要主的恩典。
We especially need God's grace.
所以我们如果能够去住坐的稍微集中一点。
So if we could sit more close together,
也许我们的灵容易集中。
Then our spirit might be all centered together also.
如果我们身体疲倦，再加上散漫的灵，这就不容易了。
If we have been physically ill, in addition to a spirit that is weak, then it's going to make the whole meeting very difficult.
我们现在来看腓利门书。
Now let's take a look at this epistle.
第一节。
Verse 1.
为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同兄弟提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门。
Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer.
和妹子亚腓亚，并与我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你家里的教会。
To the beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你何以的事。
Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what to do.
然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你。
Yes, for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged and now also prisoner of Jesus Christ.
十五节。
Verse 15.
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose that you might receive him forever.
不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。
No longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。
If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me.
然后第二十三节。
Let's drop down to verse 23.
为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗问你安，问你安。
Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you.
与我同工的马可、亚历达古、迪马、路加也都问你。
As you mark, as dark as Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers.
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常在你的心里，阿门。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
我想到现在大家都明白腓立比乃是新约里面很短的一卷的书信。
Now we should all know that this epistle is a very brief one in the New Testament.
我们的中文的圣经总共是25节。
In our Chinese Bible, it has only 25 verses.
在希腊文总共是334个字。
In the Greek text, it has 334 verses.
但是我们说我根据一些认识腓立门的人的评论。
But according to those who really know the epistle well.
我们知道有的人认为说这一卷书是胜过世上所有的智慧。
they believe that this epistle is actually above all the wisdom we could possibly find in the world.
我们也说过一个解经家兰格 Peter Lang 他说过，这短短的书信可以说是一颗价值连城的宝石。
We also mentioned that the theologian Peter Lamb once mentioned that this book is so invaluable, it's more than the value of a city.
那我们也稍微看过大概整本书的背景是怎样。
And we also look at the backdrop of this epistle.
原来这一封信乃是保罗的私函。
You know, this is what originally Paul's personal letter.
他在十三封书信里面有七封信是给教会的。
Among the 13 letters that Paul wrote, 7 of them are to churches.
哥林多前后就算是一封。
First Corinthians, Second Corinthians are considered one book.
帖撒罗尼迦也算一封。
And also the First and Second Thessalonians are considered one letter.
所以他剩下三封的私函。
So there are three personal letters
给个人的。
To individuals.
那这里面有提摩太前后算是一封。
And here we have First and Second Timothy, they're considered one letter.
提多第二封。
Titus is the second letter.
然后腓利门就是第三封。
And the Philemon is the third letter.
但是大家注意到，你如果读三本七字书，就是提摩太前后跟提多书。
But if you look at these three epistles,
那三卷书严格说来还是说的教会。
Strictly speaking, all these three epistles still are about churches.
我们知道说保罗写信给提摩太和提多还是论到教会。
Because when Paul wrote the epistles to Titus and Timothy, he talked about the affairs of church.
最简单的说来，只有腓利门书是完全一封私人的信。
So simply speaking, only Philemon is a purely personal letter that Paul wrote.
这里主要的是讲到私人的事。
Because it speaks of personal matters.
原来我们昨天说过，腓利门有一个奴隶，在他没有得救以前离家逃走。
Last time we mentioned that Philemon had a slave and he ran away from his master to Rome.
那走的时候很可能就偷了一些主人的东西。
And he probably stole some of his master's properties and left.
那么结果没有想到。在罗马他居然得救。
A little bit of he thinks that he would be saved in Rome.
我们知道从哥罗西要逃到罗马那是很长的一段路。
We knew it's a long journey from Colossae to Rome.
不光是要经过千山，也要经过万水。
Not only have to go through many mountains, but also through many rivers.
但是阿尼西姆终于到了罗马。
But this Onesimus finally made his way to Rome.
他就完全消失在人群中。
And there he totally vanished among the crowd.
换句话说，没有人找到他。
To put it another way, nobody could ever find him.
没有人找到他，他就完全自由了。
Since nobody could find him, so he was totally free.
但是没有想到。
But little did he know.
圣灵在这些人群中间，竟然找到了安息。
The Holy Spirit found Onesimus right in the midst of the multitude.
也许他碰到以巴弗。
Probably he met Epaphras.
所以就带到了保罗那里。
And Epaphras took him to Paul.
那个时候保罗正是被软禁。
And when Paul was right under house arrest,
他可以自由的活动。
Although he can move freely,
但他走不远的。
He couldn't go far.
因为他手上一直戴着的锁链。
Because they were chained right on his hands.
锁链另外一端乃是皇家所派来看守的兵丁。
And the other end of the chains were connected to the imperial guard.
24小时监护监视他。
24 hours a day watching him.
所以只有阿尼西姆来到保罗，不是保罗去找他。
So it is only possible that Onesimus came to see Paul, not the other way around.
但是昨天晚上我们已经说得很清楚。
But we made it very clear last night.
这里面一定圣灵做了一些很奇妙的带领。
That our Holy Spirit must have done very wonderful things.
我们只能够从圣经所给我们的一鳞半爪稍微知道一点，可能大概事情怎么发生。
We could only pull together the piece of information recorded in the Bible to find out what's happening.
但是无论如何，
but no matter what,
我们知道说阿尼西姆遇见保罗，他就得救了。
We know that Onesimus met Paul and that he was saved.
保罗这个人碰不得的。
Paul is a person you don't dare to touch him.
他的主人腓利门就是碰了保罗，他得救了。
Onesimus, the master Philemon, was the one who touched Paul.
奴隶制度仍旧存在。
The slave system continues to exist.
但是阿尼西姆完全换另外一个主人了。
Onesimus now had a totally different master.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
So brothers, do you understand?
腓立门书就是告诉我们福音能做一件什么样的事。这个福音没有废掉奴隶制度。
This very gospel never abolished the system.
这是不合乎圣经的。
Although the system is not biblical.
这个是完全不讲人权的。
Although this is a system that is not human.
神给人自由的意志。
Because God gives us a free will.
每一个人都是人。
Every person is a person.
但是在那个时候的罗马的奴隶乃是个东西。
In those days, slaves were considered as things.
乃是一个像棋子一样随便他的主人摆布的。
It's just like the thing on a chair wherever the person.
主人可以好待他，也可以苦待他。
His master can be nice or be evil to him.
主人的好待和苦待，律法没有禁止的。
The law has nothing about it.
所以我们知道说，完完全全这个奴隶的命运就完全在他主人的底下。所以弟兄姊妹，我们读到腓立比书，你就看见面对一个很严重的、很不合理的这个制度，就是奴隶制度。
So brothers and sisters, as we read this epistle, we come across a very unreasonable, very bad system.
福音当然是和奴隶制度相反的。
Of course, gospel is contrary to the slave.
但是现在我们要看福音到底要做到什么程度。
Now we're going to see exactly to what extent our gospel is going to
be. 对我们今天是很重要。
This is so vital to us.
这个世界有很多不合理的。
Because today in our world there's so many unreasonable things.
有的人说民主制度是个最好的制度。
Some people say democracy is the best system.
不一定。
Not necessarily.
有的人说有的制度是很不好的制度。
Other people might say those systems are bad.
也不一定。
They may not be true.
现在问题，世界上可以有最好的制度。
The thing is that the earth.
但是这个制度乃是放在罪人的手里的。所以现在你看我们的主要怎么做。我想一直到主回来以前，你看见人类一直希望能够把这个世界变成人间的天堂。所以我们这里有许多种不同的情形，但是福音能够应付各种各样的情形。
However, our gospel is able to deal with every kind of.
但是就是借助这一段圣经，
and through this epistle,
我们能够明白。
We will understand.
当我们的主在这里把福音送给我们，
when our Lord gives us His gospel,
他不仅有他的拦阻，
not only He has the hindrance.
Blueprint, 他的蓝图。
Blueprint,
而且他有他的时间表。
But also he has his time
frame. 今天我们讲的神的主意旨意。
Now when we talk about the will of God,
你不能只问这是不是神的旨意。
You cannot just ask, is this the will of God?
你在神的旨意之外，你还要问这是不是神的时间表。
Now apart from his will, you also have to ask, is this God's time
frame? 你记不记得当时我们的主说，你们的时间是方便的，我的时间是不方便的。
Do you remember our Lord says once that your time is?
你们觉得时间，你们觉得事情做对了就是好。但是我要问，这是不是神的时候？所以在神整个永远的旨意里面有他的时间表。这个腓立门书就是告诉我们神的旨意，也告诉我们神的时间表。
So this epistle tells us not only God's will, but also God's time.
所以等一等，我们就会很清楚。
And we're going to see this in a few minutes.
你看见说，现在是安尼西摩到了罗马，结果得救了。
So now we see that Onesimus came to Rome and he was saved.
我们知道罗马保安尼西摩就是因为碰见保罗的。
And we know that Onesimus met Paul right in Rome.
我们知道保罗从来没有到过哥罗西。
We know Paul had never been to.
最多半是腓立门到了以弗所，结果遇见保罗，他不得就不行的。
So it's most likely Philemon went to Ephesus and he was saved.
结果安尼西姆也是呀。
And the same thing with Onesimus.
不过安尼西姆不是从哥罗西到以弗所，乃从哥罗西一直到了罗马。
The only difference is that it's not that he went from Colossae to Ephesus, but from Colossae all the way to Rome.
到罗马对他来讲太好了。 现在完全自由了。但是弟兄姊妹，神的旨意在这个腓利门家里只完成一半。一半是在腓利门身上完成，一半是在阿尼姆身上完成。阿尼西姆可以逃到天涯海角。你知道说圣灵会找到他。所以昨天晚上我们大概说了一点，到底怎么找到他。但是无论如何，他碰见保罗。所以保罗说他是我的儿子。他还记得当保罗生这个儿子的时候，他手上还带着锁链。所以弟兄姊妹，不光是保罗经过生产的痛苦，他像一个生产的母亲一样，手上还是带着锁链
的。
所以他特别爱阿尼西姆，因为阿尼西姆乃是神旨意其中一部分。所以保罗说他是我的心上人。有的时候我们觉得这句话太 sentimental 太矫情了，这个不大像保罗说的话。约翰讲这个话我们比较容易接受，但是弟兄姊妹，你看见保罗能讲这个话，为什么保罗说他是我心上人呢？因为在神的旨意里面，不光是腓利门在他的心上，阿尼西姆也在他的心上。所以弟兄姊妹，如果光有腓利门没有腓利门书，没有光有阿尼西姆也没有腓利门书。你看，你一个是主人，一个是奴隶，他们中间有一个奴隶的制度。很明显圣灵没有推翻那个制度，虽然那个制度不合乎圣经的，神没有这么做。神怎么做呢？神先改变腓利门，主人换掉了，但是仆人也得要换掉。自从他遇见了阿尼西姆以后，你看见神的旨意完成了。你看见神的旨意怎么完成的呢？不管主人要换，你看见奴隶也要换。现在主人和公公这个奴仆中间的关系完全换掉了。弟兄姊妹，你看见福音乃是釜底抽薪的，是彻底解决问题的办法。但当主人换了，奴隶也换了，虽然奴隶制度还在，你看福音能做何等何等的事。保罗没有劝腓利门你释放你的奴隶，没有，他不必这样说，他要让圣灵来说。对保罗来讲这样说很容易的，但如果腓利门是跟随主的，如果阿尼西姆是跟随主的，那个结果你知道，那是一定是照着神旨意。
是
后来有个传说，阿尼西姆不光是得到释放了，而且他做了一个地方教会的 bishop， 一个监督。那弟兄，一个奴隶怎么能做监督？一个奴隶不过是个东西，从来没有主人把他们当作人的。如果教会历史上那个阿尼西姆真的是这个阿尼西姆的话，
is in church history is Onesimus is really the one in the epistle.
你就知道保罗这封信写成功了。
You know that Paul has succeeded in writing this.
保罗的成功实际上是福音的成功。
And Paul's success actually is the gospel of the gospel.
你知道福音能做何等大的事。
So you see what a great work that the gospel can do.
你看见许多婚姻的关系，神没有改变他。他没有这样做，他常常先得到丈夫。结果在那个关系里面，丈夫改变了。这个只剩只一礼拜，然后妻子也改变了。弟兄姊妹。结果你看见这个家就完全不一样。换一句话说，虽然因着人的堕落，这个世界上有很多很不合理的情绪，有的丈夫就是不合理的丈夫，有的丈夫在这个世界里面很明显是大男人主义的。所以我们知道说这个是文化产生的东西。这个中国的环境、印度的环境比美国是更厉害的。人基本上是堕落的。人类的文化基本上是受罪的污染的。在美国应该没有种族歧视，就一般来讲应该是这样。所有的事情都在台面底下是好像没有的，不对不对，在台面上好像是没有
的，
但是台面底下
But under the table,
如果我们诚实的话，你说种族歧视真的从人的心里面出去吗？我觉得我们中国人有的时候比美国人还要厉害的。所以不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹，这是文化的产物，这是历史的产物。但是弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵今天在人中间的工作，第一不是改良社会，第一也不是改良制度。如果你以为信了耶稣了，现在我们先是对付他的制度，你觉得我们多送一些人到国会去，我们希望能够制定许多的法律更合乎圣经的，这是许多人今天在努力的。他们忘记了神的旨意和神的时间表。所以腓立门书是很清楚给我们看见，这里有一个背景。那么保罗终于生下了安尼西
姆。
本来安尼西姆没有问题的，现在问题来了。本来他自由身，他终于还他自己的自由身。他的信了耶稣怎么办呢？他亏欠了他的主人。他说主人让你逃跑出来的，圣灵现在住在他的里面。那圣灵要怎么引导呢？圣灵当然是根据神最高的旨意来引导他的。但是如果他真的顺服神的旨意，那个代价常常是要他的性命。他从主人家逃回来再回去，很可能他们会在他的额头上用火能够烙下一个印记。
As he ran out of his own house and went back, most likely people were branded on his forehead.
那不是如此。
Not only so.
那很可能更凶残的这个主人就干脆把他钉十字架。
It's more likely a more violent master probably just crucified him.
都是这样悲惨的故事。
There's so many of these miserable stories.
我们说过，光是在雅典，这个自由，这个自由的人，不，这个奴隶比自由的人要多四倍之多。
We just mentioned that in Athens, the slaves are four times more than the free people.
整个罗马帝国有六千万人。
The whole Roman Empire has 60 million slaves.
他们有同样悲惨的命运。
They all have this miserable fate.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个人信了主，应该要增加他的苦难。
A man, when he believes in the Lord, should the Lord increase his
fate? 他好不容易从那个悲惨的环境里面、悲惨的世界里面逃出来了。
Right after he finally escaped from a miserable world.
这个不是人过的日子。
That's not a life for man.
奴隶的日子就好像在动物园里面过日子一样。
A slave life is just like living in a zoo.
他有权利过他自己的日子。
Now he had the right to live his own life.
那是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers,
千错万错，他得救了。
No matter what, he was saved.
千错得千万错，他遇见主了。
No matter how wrong he was, he now met the Lord.
那是弟兄姊妹。本来没有问题的，现在有问题了。
Before he had no problems, now problems
came. 本来没有难处的，现在有难处了。
Before he had no dilemmas, now he did.
现在他知道他应该怎么做。
And now he knew that what he was supposed to do.
他巴不得能捂着耳朵。
If only he could cover his ears and not hear anything.
巴不得能闭上眼睛看不见。
If only he could close his eyes and not see anything.
但是不能。
Once you believe in the Lord, you couldn't possibly do that. On one hand, the Lord sets you free. On the other hand, you seem to lose your freedom. At first, you were free. Now you have to go back. Not only the Holy Spirit worked in his heart, Paul felt the same way. So, brothers, if the Holy Spirit, the gospel really had some effect in
Onesimus,
the result is that he had to go back. But going back means a miserable fate. But amazingly, you see that Onesimus was willing to go
back.
As you read Colossians and Philippians, you don't see any complaints from him. You see that not only he was born by Paul. Do you know how the Bible describes him? The Bible tells us that Onesimus is a beloved, faithful servant. Not only beloved, but also faithful. Now Paul was going to entrust the job to
him.
And Paul knew that he was able to make it. So you see, on the one hand, that Paul gave Tychicus the epistle to the church at
Colossus.
And Tychicus was supposed to tell what's happening in Rome to all the
church.
But not only so, Paul also sent Onesimus. Carrying this epistle to Philemon. Not only carrying this epistle. If simply carrying this epistle, then this epistle is only toward Philemon. But the purpose that he, through Onesimus, gave this epistle to Philemon is not simply for Philemon. So why does Paul continue to say? He says that they will tell you all my affairs here. Not only Tychicus. Tychicus was not a slave. But Onesimus was. Now, before Onesimus went back to the
Philippians,
he had already become Paul's beloved and faithful
servant.
Now, Onesimus had a job to do. So, brothers, do you understand
me
now? from the description in
Colossians,
Onesimus, on the one hand, holding this epistle of Philemon and went back to his house. And this epistle was written for
Philemon.
Superficially, you would think that this is a affair between Philemon and his family. If it's only so, he didn't have to tell the Colossian church. Because in the Colossians, when the Bible speaks they, that speaks of Onesimus and so, Onesimus' status is not a slave. But also, he was Paul's fellow worker. So, this epistle not only affects Philemon and Onesimus only,
it also
affects the whole church. Some people say this in a personal letter. It's really not. Actually speaking, it is for the whole church. But why is it we cannot give meaning? Because we only know this is something between the slave and the master. So some people say this has nothing to do with the our fundamental beliefs. Nothing to do with the truth of gospel. Has nothing with the church administration. So this is purely a personal letter. But if you read it carefully, you would pose a question mark. If this is a personal letter, then Onesimus simply holding this letter for his own sake. Onesimus, while holding this letter, is also for the church. Because the Colossian church first met at Philemon's house. Why did the Holy Spirit keep this letter? If it's simply a personal letter, there's no meaning to it. But brothers and sisters, this proves
that
there must be many treasures that have been lost. That's why we come to regard this as a personal letter only. Brothers, if you read all the references about this epistle, they all have come to the same conclusion. On the one hand, is this correct? But the more I read this epistle, the more I feel something's wrong. Because this epistle is really not a personal letter only. I just mentioned the words in Colossians, those are very important. Something more important is that we're going to see who are the receiving parties. And you would know that whom did Paul wrote this letter to. How about that? Now turn to the epistle of
Philemon.
So let's see who are the receivers of this
letter.
We usually think only Philemon is the one who receives the letter. Now let's take a look at verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow worker. So are you clear here now that Paul and Timothy are the people who wrote the letter? Philemon was the one who received the letter. According to the name of this Philemon, we know that he was a Gentile. But Paul said he was my beloved fellow worker. So brothers and sisters, it's clear here now that in in verse 2.
和妹子雅菲亚必与我们同当兵的雅基督。
To the beloved of Theo, Archippus, our fellow soldier.
那这个妹子雅菲亚很明显的是腓利门的太太。
This sister of Theo is apparently Philemon's wife.
是腓利门的妻子。
His wife.
她得救了，所以是妹子腓利亚。
And because she was saved also, that's why she was called sister of Theo.
还有必与我们一同当兵的雅基督。
And also his fellow soldier, Archippus.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见这个雅基布，很显然的是腓利门的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, you see this very clear that he is Philemon's son.
说到雅菲亚
，Speak of this Archippus.
他是腓利门的妻子。
Archippus is Philemon's wife.
那说到腓利门，保罗说是我亲爱的同工。
And when Paul spoke of Philemon, he said he's my fellow worker.
那说到雅基布呢？他说是我们一同当兵的。
But when he spoke of Archippus, he said he was my fellow soldier.
那也是一同打仗的。
Also, when we fought together,
都是基督的精兵。
They're all Christ soldiers.
保罗在罗马做精兵，结果雅基布在哥罗西带做精兵。
Paul was Christ soldier in Rome, and Archippus was Christ soldier in.
现在我们回到哥罗西第四章。
Now let's turn to the book of Colossians chapter 4.
也提到雅基布。
It also mentioned Archippus.
所以你就知道雅基布是怎么回事。
Then you will see who this Archippus is.
你看从这个前面开始，从这个第七节开始，保罗开始问安了。
Now starting verse 7 in chapter 4, Paul started greeting people.
然后呢，他主要是对着哥罗西的。
Many he was addressing those in Colossae.
因为这些人呢，这些人根本是他在哥罗西的。
Because all these people were in Colossae anyway.
那到第十三节。
Until verse 13.
他为你们和劳底家并希拉托利的弟兄多多的劳苦。
For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis.
Now, 这个人谁？这个人以巴弗。
Who is this one? This is the Epaphras.
那以巴弗根据十二节呢，是留你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗为你们安。
And according to verse 12, that Epaphras is from Colossae.And he greets you.
那你就知道说，以巴弗工作的范围，当初在哥罗西工作的范围，不光是哥罗西，而且是老底家，还有希拉托利。
So you know that Epaphras not only worked in Colossae, but also in Laodicea and Hierapolis.
那哥罗西这个附近一共有三个城，包括哥罗西。
Now, in the neighborhood of Colossae, there are three cities, including Colossae.
这个三个城刚好在一个三角形的三个顶点上。
These three cities are actually the three points of the triangle.
所以我们知道是雅基布当初，所以我们知道是以巴弗当初呢就在那一带工作。
So we know that Epaphras ministered over there in those days.
那么现在很明显，我们从腓利门知道这个雅基布是哥罗西人。
Now it's very clear that we know that Archippus is from Colossae.
然后到第十六节
，in verse 16,
你们念了这书信，并交给老底家的教会。
Now when this epistle is read, then you see that it's read also in the church of the Laodicea.
叫他们也念。
That you likewise.
所以从哥罗西就说到老底家。
So now we speak from Colossae to Laodicea.
那讲到老底家是什么
？When we talk about Laodicea.
这十七节保罗怎么说呢？
In verse 17, we see that.
要对雅基布说，务要谨慎，将你从主这个敬你从主所受的职分。
Taking to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it.
啊，弟兄姊妹现在很清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, it should be very clear.
所以可见雅基布不只在哥罗西工作，应该也在老底下工作。
So we see that Archippus not only ministered in Colossae, but also in Laodicea.
大家知道老底家也是老约翰当初写信给七个教会，其中有一个就是老底家。
Laodicea is one of the seven churches that the old apostle John wrote.
所以是小亚细亚七个教会里面一个。
It's one of the seven churches in Asia Minor.
好，现在我们再回到这个提摩太腓利门。
Now let's come back to the Epistle to Philemon.
现在很清楚了。
It should be very clear now.
受信人有腓利门。
We see that Philemon, his wife Othiel, his son Archippus are the ones who received the letter. But amazingly, if this is solely a personal letter, Paul should stop right here. But I don't know why the only Jews of the Bible did not see this point. What is the verse to continue to say? And to the church in your house. And this is the Colossian church. The brothers of
Colossae.
As a matter of fact, Paul actually wrote two letters to the Colossian church. The Colossian is actually first
Colossians.
So strictly speaking, the epistle to Philemon is actually second
Colossians.
Although it's hard to tell them apart because they're written in the
same
time. If you know which one is the first, which one is the second. One of them was given by Titus to the church. The other was through Onesimus to Philemon. We know this letter is not only for Philemon, not only for
Archippus,
but also for Archippus. Because
the
slave was in Philemon's
house.
So if we do not have this phrase to the church in your house, then we're convinced 100% this is a personal letter. But because of this
phrase,
and because of the words recorded in chapter 4 of Colossians, who can say that this because it has nothing to do with our faith? Who could say that this has nothing to do with the gospel truth? Although slavery, this thing per se, is one between
Onesimus and Philemon.
Paul is pleading for Onesimus. He was pleading for Philemon to accept
Onesimus.
It is true. But if you see how the Holy Spirit works in the midst, so you see the final end of this is not only for the house, but it's for the Colossian church. If the Colossians is for the church at
Colossae,
then it's also for you and me.
So, brothers,
we see it very clearly now. Many times because we're blinded. So we say for sure that is a simple
interpretation
letter. So, such an obvious phrase that to the church in your house, then we don't see it. Our energy is centered upon the relationship of the
relationship.
But we forget. As a matter of fact, it's really concerned to the matter of God. From this epistle of Philemon, we can see how God worked in Philemon's house. Evidently, the Holy Spirit did not overthrow the system. God did not ask Philemon to become the Lincoln the second to
free
the slave. The slave system is still there. Wherever there is sin, there will be the illogical
system.
All problems are from sin.
So,
brothers and
sisters,
if you want an evil filled with sin, in this world, you want to find something reasonable, things to find
freedom,
to find democracy. You can use this one. Everything on the table is beautiful.
You
and I know it clearly
that
if we truly know the essence of the
matter,
everything we see on the surface is a fake. If you can really see through the
whole thing,
it continues to be a corruptive, sinful world. So, brothers and sisters, this epistle has such an important message for us. That is exactly what the gospel can do. If you're overlapping or something equal word between the gospel and what a politician can do, can you see it here? We see so many people have gone through the world athletic events. Those who are involved in the democratic movement, not only in this country, or China, or Taiwan, or any other place in the world. Now I want to ask you, after you have heard the gospel, yes, the gospel is totally contrary to
sin.
The gospel is against
sin.
Now I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do? Are you trying to change the system? Are you going to do as we say, you're trying to make the system better? In your heart, there's a system. Maybe you think your system should be best placed in Taiwan, China, or even in Seoul. And all your life, you are striving for this system. You are a person by you remember that aspiration. But now you have been saved by grace. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to think I want a wonderful system? And
the
whole world will be changed for better. We have to see what God's word wants us to see.
人心坏到极处,
because this heart is desperately wicked. Because God has given up on our heart. Did you know that sometimes if there are holes in your socks, you might mend them? But if there are holes in front and in the back of the socks, you definitely would throw it away. You know that in God's sight, this world is just like the sock with the
holes.
But we don't see this. And we continue to hope to mend the terrible socks and mend it well enough to
be there.
Last time we mentioned that. Maybe the system could say are beautiful. But who is there building up the system? Who is there to accomplish the system? Sinners only. Brothers and sisters. If a wonderful system, one that could build a heaven in your earth, are still in the hands of sinners. Do you think there's any hope to this world? Now you have all offered all your life to this system. You want to totally change your system. Yes, your systems might be good. But those who are trying to maintain the system are all sinners. The result is not heaven. The result is hell. In Taiwan, when the little kids, when they were quarreling, so this is not the legislation house. Because the legislature house, they fight all the time. What are those in that house? All those with great
dreams.
All those with ideas. They're willing to offer all their lives to their
country.
Some people held PhD degrees. The brothers and sisters. And right in the Democratic Hall, they perform all those amazing things. So the little kids learn from them. And it's such a bad example. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus came the first time, the first thing he wanted to resolve is the problem of sinners, not the problems of the world. Jesus Christ is our Savior. And one by one, he wants to deliver us. He is not the Savior of the world. I hope you don't. I hope you don't take me wrong. In other words, that this world is so corrupt. But Jesus Christ doesn't. This world simply ushers men to sin. But Jesus Christ is going to save individuals. Brothers and sisters, do you see it now? Slavery is hell. Every house is in hell. But brothers and sisters, what did our Lord do? Our Lord did not abolish the system. Do you see that? Our Lord did not modify the system. God did not overturn the system. But brothers and sisters, don't forget. What's the gospel's word? Because in a house, the gospel is that the master is the
sinner.
So is the slave. The slave has lost his freedom. So does the master. Either one is a sinner. So when Jesus came the first time, his very fundamental mission is
很清楚,
what does the gospel want to perform? Not to modify the system. Because Jesus knew that there's nothing to be changed. But thank God. Jesus could do one thing. First, he saved Philemon. Praise the Lord, brother. This Philemon who sinned to begin with, now he has changed. Although he's still the master. He's a total different one. As though he is dropped down from outer space.
Right.
See, the whole household of Philemon has been changed to a half. And our Lord is going to do the other thing. The Holy Spirit not only wants to change the master, but also the Holy Spirit wants to change the
master. 所以这个故事呢，就告诉我们当初福音怎么先在腓尼门身上得着。
So this epistle tells us how the Holy Spirit first worked in Philemon.
然后虽然阿尼已经心目逃了，
although Onesimus fled,
但是逃不过 圣灵的掌握，虽然在罗马人群中消失，几乎你找不到他。
Although Onesimus disappeared in the crowd,
而保罗又是被关在监牢里，
and Paul also was imprisoned,
但是居然我们知道安尼西姆被找到了。
But we see that Onesimus was found.
我们说过，很可能是以巴弗他在城里面找到他。 他老早听说保罗怎样改变他的主人，because
he had already heard how Paul changed the belief.
所以多多少少福音的种子已经种在他的里面。So
we know that the seed of the gospel had been planted.
所以他情愿到保罗那里。He
was willing to go to Rome.
没有想到，
never did he think.
主基督怎样借着保罗得着他的主人。
how Christ threw his Paul to save his master.
结果他碰见保罗，他也遇见了主。
And that same thing happened to Onesimus.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗这个人你不能碰他呀。
You know that you can never touch Paul.
你碰他，主人要得救，奴隶也要得救。
The moment you touch Paul, not only the master, but also the slave.
为什么这样做？你看见奴隶制度没有改变，主人和奴隶的关系也没有改变，但是感谢主，对这个家换了一个主人，也换了一个奴隶。弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这就是婚姻今天所要做的。
The kind of work the gospel wants to do today.
Then
what do we do with all these unreasonable systems? This is a political
question.
This is a society problem. And so many are economical problems. Brothers and sisters, Jesus has his own timetable. He does not come once. He does not come the second time.
So,
brothers
and sisters,基督来是神的旨意，他两千年前已经来过一次，他还要回来，只有这两个，主耶稣两次来才完全完成神的旨意。所以这里你不只看见神的旨意，基督要来，但是不要忘记，基督第一次来主要是解决属灵的问题，他要把我们每一个人都像阿尼西姆或者像腓利门一样把我们救出来。
One by one, he is going to save us like he saved women or Onesimus.
现在这个世界开始有盼望了。
Now in this world, we start having hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，主耶稣第一次来。
The Lord first comes.
他只做神的羔羊。
He was only the Lamb of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他是人类的救主。
He is the savior of a whole
nation. 因为这个缘故，在他回来以前。我们这些基督徒的使命是什么？我们只有一个使命，就像我们主为我们钉十字架一样。我们唯一的使命就是要抢救这些灵魂。你不是改变这个世界的制度，你办得到办不到是另外一件事。就算是你可能办到，你的时间表和主的时间表完全不一样。在主的时间表里面，他第一次来，他只做属灵的事。换句话说，他只解决属灵的问题，他只解决道德的问题，因为他知道人是所有人可以说是最大污染的来源。只要今天我们人就是罪人，这个世界没有希望的。但是弟兄姊妹，是不是不错？就今天来说，你看见说，每一点都不做，总是救我们这些罪人。但是主耶稣还要来，他来的时候，根据圣经告诉我们，他要建立一千年的国度在地上。这个国度是充满公义，这个国度是充满和平的。
Full of peace.
这个国度是充满平等的。
Filled with equality.
所以弟兄姊妹，等到主耶稣第二次来的时候，他不光是神的羔羊，他也是大卫的狮子。
But also he is the Lion of David.
他用铁杖来管辖万国。
He has his iron scepter to control all.
到那个时候，整个的世界，你看整个的国度还是公义的国度。
And you see the whole world, the whole kingdom is the kingdom of right.
在那个国度里面，你找不到奴隶制度。
In that kingdom, you find no slavery.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？在神的时间列表里面，主耶稣第一次来，只解决属灵的问题。第二次他回来，他要解决污染的问题，他要解决经济的问题，
还有这些其他的问题。他用一千年的时间证明人类自从建立了国度以来从来没有办法做到的事。所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有，从腓利门书里面你看得很清楚，你不只看见神的旨意，你不只看见福音的大能，你看见福音的大能没有推翻那个秩序，但是改变了腓利门，也改变了阿米西。所以弟兄姊妹，你看见他们把天堂带到地上来，问题在这里，等到他们一同做主的主人的时候，主的仆人的时候，你看见两个都是奴隶，他们都做了爱的奴隶，不光阿米西姆是奴隶，连腓利门也是奴隶。所以弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗怎么劝做仆人的，然后又怎么劝那些做仆人
的。
你们在天上都有一位你的主
人，
爱不止征服了腓利门，爱也征服了阿米西，他们两个都是奴隶，他们是爱的。所以弟兄姊妹，这是福音在我们身上的平
衡。
谁说这和福音真理没有发生关系？谁说这和神学不发生关系？弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这一本的书要解决神学上一个很大的问题。你知道有一般的弟兄姊根据启示录，他们相信说这个世界要越来越黑，所以我们的主要第二次他回来，他要擦干我们的眼
泪，
他要解决所有今天人不能解决的问题。但是不止如此，然后你看见他要建立一千年的国度在这个地上。所以这就是神学上所说的所谓的千禧年前派。
This is what the three millennium kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见我们今天的盼望是什么？对这个世界是没有盼望的。那个盼望乃是主耶稣带进来的。所以这是很重要的一个真理。说服神学的人，他们讲到将来要发生的事，他们说这个叫 premillennialism， 就这些人是相信千禧年前的。
So they say this is the premillennialism, those who believe things will happen.
那么还有两班的弟兄姊
妹，
有的相信说今天就是千禧年。你传福音的话，很多人就能等拯救，这个整个制度要改变，让谈判这个世界再也没有堕胎的事情。他们以为用立法用法律就能改变这个人
呢，
然后就带进了一千年繁荣的国度，然后主耶稣才回来。弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这一班的弟兄们是把主耶稣的时间表把它提前了。主耶稣要在将来千禧年所要做的事，他们今天来做。
what the Lord is going to do in the millennium kingdom, they want to do it right now.
所以这些人就主张社会关怀。
So they talk about all those social concerns.
我们应该特别要注意到社会的问题。怎么解救贫穷的问题？这是很不公平的问题。为什么不公平？是罪叫他不公平。为什么有奴隶制度？是罪叫他有那个制度。弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，你看许多神的儿女，那包括今天 Intervosity 在里面，你看见慢慢的他们的倾向就倾向这些东西，所以他们传福音的那个能力就慢慢开始分散了。弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那么还有一般弟兄姊妹相信无千行，他们相信这个，他们相信将来不会有那个千禧年。今天在天上已经开始千禧年。
They don't believe there will be a millennium in the future. They believe the millennium is right now in heaven.
无千禧年相信今天千禧年就在天上，你死了就与主一同掌权。
They believe the millennium is right now in heaven. Once you die, you just go to the Lord.
你死了就升天了，就到天上去了。
Then you're taken up to heaven.
就与基督一同掌权了。
And you will reign together with
Christ. 这是无千禧年派。
This is what this sect says.
然后呢，后千禧年派。
And there is also this post-millennium.
所以 post-millennium 意思就是说，在这个主耶稣什么时候回来呢？是等到我们福音传遍了，这个世界完全基督化了，那么主耶稣才回来。
When will the Lord return? It's all after the whole world is Christianized. The gospel is preached.
弟兄姊妹，很清楚。你如果把腓立门书读清楚，你知道那个亮光是非常清楚的。福音今天到底做些什么？所以感谢主，今天是但愿我们不只能跟上神的旨意，我们也能够跟上神的时间。我们的时间已经没有多少，就如果还给我们一口气，我们应该努力的抢救人。弟兄姊妹，我们乃是等候主回来。当他回来的时候，
back,
那个时候
time,
再也没有奴隶的制度、
no、
那个时候再也没有世界种族的分离隔离、
no、
那是真正的时候。所以弟兄姊妹，如果你有一个盼望，如果你有一个理想
idea,
是圣经里面有的，你看见也许你还是经过一个轰轰烈烈的一生，但是我很替你担心，你的确是为一个理想而奋斗，到了最后你看见你所得到的不是希望乃是失望。所以弟兄姊妹，因着腓立门书里我们要赢得更多的人，有的家庭好像地狱一样。弟兄姊妹，你让他们离婚，离婚不是办法。世界上讲离婚就是要解除那个关系，他们以为这样就解决了问题，没有这件事。那些人要经过更多的苦难，有许多的痛苦他自己不知道，他从一个苦难里面出来，进到另外一个苦难。只有福音能够把天堂带给
你。
所以一个家如果是地狱的话，你看见你不可能劝他们离婚的，但是圣灵可以做一件事，圣灵能够在这个家里面得到福音，一个完全大男人主义，一个完全自私的人，圣灵能改变，圣灵能够得救，但这是不可能的。一个丈夫是不可能，
还需要主，还需要得自己。
安
妮西姆逃掉，安妮西姆就找不到他，他终于得到自由了。结果你看见上帝圣灵遇见他，圣灵给他最好的陪伴。所以你看这个像地狱的家，不止先生得救了，太太也得救了，只要圣灵继续在他们身上工作，你也看见，虽然天堂还没有，虽然千禧年还没有，天堂已经开始，千禧年已经开始，这是我们的事。所以弟兄姊妹，你不只看准神的旨意，神愿意万人得救，神只愿一个人成。我们只有短短的一生，你要怎么做？你要集中精神在神的旨意上，你要以神的时间表来做你的事情。这个就是福音的书，福音的书要让我们记住。所以感谢受信人，受信人不光是腓利门、亚非亚，还有亚基伯。
The receiver of this letter are not only for the Philemon and Phila, but Archippus.
虽然他们家的事，那个影响是整个哥罗西教会。
But the impact reached the whole Colossian church.
感谢主，保罗没有命令，没有命令腓利门释放这个。
Paul did not command Philemon to set free this slave.
但如果你认识腓利门的话，也根据教会历史所记载，那个最后应该腓利门完全得救，没有，安妮西姆完全得救。不光如此，而且他变成了教会里面的建筑，他不再是个东西，他不光是人，而且对许多人都是有益处的。
Was beneficial to many people.
安利西姆什么意思？
What is anathema?
有益处的意思。
I mean being beneficial.
保罗告诉腓利门说，
And Paul told him,
他逃掉了，
He ran away.
对你没有益处。
He was useless.
谁能把他带回来？
We can bring him back.
感谢。他来得救以后，他不光是一个东，他不再是个东西了。
He no longer was a thing.
他不再是个旗帜。
He no longer was a flag.
他反而是个人。是个人上人，
a person among the person，
这才是帮助许多神的儿女。他做了教会的监督，做了教会的长老。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他是真正的阿尼西，他真正是有益处。弟兄姊妹，这就是福音今天所说。这也就是腓利门要给我们的讯息，是为着哥罗西教会，也是为着我们今天。我很可惜，我们读这封书信的时候，尤其我们大家喜欢读参考书，十本有十本告诉你说，完全是私函，那你也不好好读一下，你就照背就完
了。
所以很多地方我们就看不见了。
感谢
这本书虽然短，给我们看见福音的大能。福音大能能做什么事？还不做什么事？今天他不推翻那个句子，但他能做一些事。你只要照着圣灵来做，
Spirit,
天堂今天就开始
了。
而且千禧年今天就开始
了。
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是福音的大能。所以但愿主对我们说，
May the Lord speak to us.
我想我们现在开始休息了。我们这一段就到这里为止。我们低头一个简单的祷告。
Bow your head, please. We shall have a simple prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你把这本书给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you gave us this epistle.
但愿你叫我们能明白它里面所要讲的。
Only we can understand what it's talking about.
我们感谢福音所能做的。
We think what the gospel could do.
我们这些原来是地狱的材料。
Those who are materials of the hell.
你居然拯救了我们。
Now you saved us.
我们蒙了何等的恩典。
What kind of grace have we received?
许多时候我们以为我们是腓利门，我们不是安尼西。
So many times we think we are Philemon, we are not Onesimus.
我们原来是做罪奴隶的人。
But we are really the slave.
今天你释放了我们。
Today you have set us.
我们愿意做你爱的人。
Oh Lord, we want to be your slave.
我们愿意一生来侍奉。
All our life want to serve.
我们一生都不愿意再做自由。
All our life we don't want our freedom.
我们失去自由，因为你把自由给了我们。
We have lost our freedom because you have first given our freedom.
我们感谢。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In Jesus, a lovely name.
Amen.